Hey, my friends, welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Motivational Moments with Maria. I'm your high performance coach, and as always, honored and grateful that you have joined in today. I'm here to make sure you kickstart your year with clarity and with purpose. So let's get ready for a little guide to setting you up for success. And can you kind of feel the excitement in the air? It's a brand new year, a clean slate full of endless possibilities, just waiting for you to seize them. And today, I'd like to give you some tools and the mindset that's necessary to make this year your best yet. Wait a minute, just a minute here now. It's already mid-January, and based on the conversations I have had, some of you are still just waking up and realizing it's a new year. Now tell me, what is causing that? So this, I'm going to repeat some of the things I said last week, but with a different tone than last week, because sometimes you need to hear it a little differently. Now the message is always going to remain the same. And did you realize that studies have shown and demonstrated that we need to hear things eight times before it really sinks in? And I promise I won't give it to you eight times. But before we dive in, let's take a moment to envision your dream life. What does success mean to you? What does it mean to you? And what do you truly desire? I want you to close your eyes for a moment and let that vision come to life. Now let's make that vision a reality. And the first thing we have to do is we have to cultivate clarity. We have to get clarity. And clarity, my friends, is like a lighthouse that's guiding your ship through the stormy seas. It's crucial to know where you want to go before you chart the course. So take some time to reflect on your values, your passions, and your goals, what truly, truly matters to you, what ignites your soul. And here are a few questions to think about as you gain clarity. First question, what do you absolutely feel certain about in your life right now? Absolutely certain at this point in your life. Number two, what do you value the most in life right now? What do you value most in life right now? Third question. Do you feel clear about who you are and what's important? Do you? And finally, number four, my favorite question. If I asked you to sit down and mentor someone, what would you say to them about how you became successful? Now, interestingly enough, I had a conversation with one of my clients about this early this week. And she says, I don't feel I'm successful. I haven't set the world on fire. And I had to stop her and say, you know, it's the small things in life that make us successful. It's the daily action. And as we talked it through, and I could feel her energy shifting as she began to recognize, even in her young age, how much success she's truly had. And so she came up with some things that she would say to someone if she were mentoring them. And it was a really great moment. And so as you're gaining clarity, one of the things you can do, here's a great tip. If you want to go on a trip, you can do that too. But here's a tip. Journaling can be a powerful, powerful tool for gaining clarity. I'm losing it this week, folks. Journaling can be a powerful tool for gaining clarity. So as you write down the answers to the questions I gave you, jot down your dreams, your aspirations, and what success looks like to you. Don't hold back. What does it look like to you? Dream big. And let your imagination soar. Let it soar through 2024. Second thing I want you to do is I want you to define your purpose. So once you have clarity, it's time to uncover your purpose. Now, your purpose, it's that North Star. It's the driving force behind everything that you do. It's the reason you wake up each morning filled with enthusiasm and determination. So to discover your purpose, ask yourself this: what brings me joy? What am I passionate about? And how can I make a difference in the lives of others? Now remember, my friends, your purpose doesn't have to be grandiose. Even the smallest acts of kindness can have a profound, profound impact. Now, I'm going to give you an example. I'm going to use my purpose. Now, the purpose of my life is to be a change angel. I use my energy, my enthusiasm, my passion, and my caring heart, and I share my gifts so others can lead thriving careers, fulfilling lives, and reach new levels of performance. My mission is to ignite transformation in the lives of individuals seeking personal and professional growth. And I do this by taking specific actions to empower them to excel and to unlock their boundless potential. I go beyond the ordinary, becoming a catalyst for change and helping individuals shatter their self-imposed limitations. So now, my friends, it's time to write yours. And you're going to go through many iterations of this, but just keep looking at it, editing it. This is your life. You get to create whatever it is you choose. So what is your purpose? Step 3, I want you to think about setting some SMART goals. Clarity, purpose, and ambitions are the foundation. So clarity, purpose, ambitions, desires, whatever you want to call them. But goals are the staircase that will take you to the top. So it's time to set some SMART goals. And SMART stands for what? Specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. So break your goals down into smaller, manageable steps. And I want you to celebrate each milestone along the way. And don't be afraid to recalibrate if necessary. Because we have to recalibrate at times. Step 4, create your own action plan. So with your goals in mind, it's time to create an action plan. What specific actions will bring you closer to your dreams? Break them down into daily, weekly, and monthly tasks. Remember, consistency is key. Small steps taken every day lead to massive transformation over time. Small steps taken every day lead to massive transformation over time. We've heard this over and over again. Be consistent. Consistency is key. Have a routine. Create those habits. Then what I want you to do now is I want you to embrace accountability and support. Accountability and support are the secret spicy ingredients to success. Find an accountability partner or join a community of like-minded individuals who will cheer you on and hold you accountable to the dreams that you say you want. Surround yourself with positive influence who believe in your dreams as much as you do. And don't forget, my friends, I'm here for you too. You can reach out to me through my website or social media platforms. I'm dedicated to your success. And together, we can accomplish anything. Yes, we can. Sí se puede. So my question to you, as I always ask, who do you know that needs to hear this message? Go ahead. Hit the share button so you can make a difference in the lives of someone you love and you care about. And my friends, as we wrap up this episode, I want to remind you that setting up for success is not just about achieving external milestones. It's about growth. It's about resilience and creating a life you love. Remember, you are capable of greatness, Believe in yourself and embrace the power of clarity, purpose, and let this year be the year that you elevate your life to new heights. So, what is holding you back from reaching out and hiring a coach to guide you through your own transformation? Schedule a one-on-one session with me at calendly.com/Maria Bradfield. We can have an awesome discussion, and I'll be here to cheer you on every week. So, my friends, thank you for tuning in. I'll catch you in the next episode. And don't forget to take some time for yourself, surrounded by loved ones who fill your heart with joy. So until next week, my friends, I want you to stay focused, stay positive, always have fun, and no matter what you choose to be, do, or have, keep passion at the forefront. Keep thriving, keep growing, and keep transforming, my friends.